coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Pam today because it's Friday.
Friday.
It's our weekend preview, and you can give us a listen at lydiamediallc.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and schedule your oil and gas boiler cleanings, 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 6 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
Our meteorologist, Alex, is not in studio today. I think did he call in sick?
Is he taking the day off?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Well, let's take a look at the weather for the weekend. Today is going to be beautiful. Sunny all day with a high of 62 and a low of 43. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 57 and a low of 43. And a chance of rain on Sunday with a high of 54.
Sounds like a good day to make chili and watch football.
That's right.
Stay on the couch.
Yeah, just don't watch the Patriots and you'll have a great day. Let's take a look at some of the great events happening in the Lewiston, Auburn area with the Lydia's Lunch Bunch weekend preview, and we will start off with today.
Today, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Bon Vivant at 133 Lisbon Street in Lewiston, enjoy live music and fine dining together at Lewiston's Bon Vivant. Pianist and singer Bess Jakes will combine fresh originals with vintage American classics. Think early jazz, swing, the American songbook, rhythm and blues, and soul music. That sounds like a good time.
What a range.
For more information, go to bonvivantmaine.com.
At 6:30 tonight, it's Goff Hill Rundown playing live at Lost Valley. You can enjoy food and drinks. The Lost Valley Brew Pub will be open at 4 p.m. for indoor and outdoor dining, drinks, and fun. That's 200 Lost Valley Road in Auburn. And for more information, you can go online to lostvalleyski.com.
7 p.m. tonight, the Public Theater has Dracula, a comedy of terrors. You'll scream with laughter at the hilarious off-Broadway hit packed with witty wordplay, pop culture references, and a nod to Mel Brooks, Monty Python, and The Carol Burnett Show. Five actors sink their teeth, get that, into dozens of characters in this fast-paced version of Dracula. Perfect for audiences of all blood types.
I see what they did there.
They are performing tonight at 7 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., Sunday, 2 p.m. The Public Theater is located at 31 Maple Street in Lewiston. For more information on that, go to thepublictheater.org.
And you can also go to the Lydia's Lunch Bunch archives and find our interview with Ray Dumont, who had a lot more information on this show as
well.
So it's going to be great. And this show is playing throughout the month of October.
Yeah, it's they extended it a week.
Yep.
It's great. Must be good.
Tonight at Great Falls Comedy Club in Auburn at 7:30 p.m., Tuck Tucker, one of the funniest guys in the state of Maine, is performing live. That show is also going to feature a comedian called Mr. Rue, who I'm not familiar with.
No.
But the name is interesting. It's M-Y-S-T-A-R-U.
That is interesting. I have seen Tuck Tucker. He's pretty funny.
Yeah, Tuck's great.
But I just want to go see the other guy because of his name. The name's funny, so he must be funny.
That's right. What's your deal, man? That's at 34 Court Street in Auburn, inside Craft Brew Underground, and you can get your tickets at greatfallscomedyclub.com.
I love this. Wallingford's Orchard has started their Nightmare on the Ridge. It's a haunted walk through some of your darkest nightmares brought to life. Wallingford's Orchard is located at 1240 Perkins Ridge Road in Auburn. Search Wallingford's Nightmare on the Ridge on Facebook for more information on that.
Do you enjoy the haunted walks and the haunted houses and stuff?
I haven't been in a long time, but I did. It was like one of those things that it was like you had to do every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I'd rather do that than watch a scary movie.
I agree.
My anxiety level is too high up to sit and watch a horror movie, but I can sit on, do a hayride or a walk through the woods and be entertained that way.
And these guys do an incredible job, too. They're just amazing. So, yeah, go check that out. Obviously, that is going on right through Halloween. So check the schedule for that, and you can get your tickets online as well. Looking for a tasty meal? We have over a dozen options. Banking services? Plenty to choose from. Holiday holiday gift ideas? Yep, we have that too. These are just a few of the resources you'll find in the October issue of Uncle Andy's Digest, along with jokes, funny stories, shoutouts, an events calendar, advertiser directory, and a whole lot more. Uncle Andy's Digest, your guide to, well, just about anything. Pick up your free copy today and visit uncleandys.com. Moving into Saturday, oh, it is a big weekend. It is the Maine Strong Memorial Foundation softball tournament, raffle, and auction. That's happening Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m. at Pettingill Park in Auburn and Ron Morin Memorial Fields in Lewiston. It's a two-day softball tournament split between the two locations. The raffle, auction, and championship game will take place at Pettingill Park in Auburn, and the kids area includes bounce houses, face painting, and other activities, and will be located inside Ingersoll Arena. That is the awesome turf field facility at Pettingill Park. There's going to be 5 food trucks, so you're not going to go hungry.
Nobody's going to be hungry, and there must be something for everyone.
I would think so. Yeah. Apparel sales as well, and special guests throughout the weekend. The Maine Strong Memorial Foundation was established in light of the October 25th tragedy in Lewiston. Two of the victims, Joe Walker and Ron Morin, were staples within the Lewiston-Auburn softball community. What started as a small softball tournament to raise money for the families of Joe and Ron evolved into a 25-team tournament sponsored by Hammond Lumber Company to support the families of the 18 victims and survivors. And we had Chase Cody as a guest on the podcast as well. So if you'd like more information on that, be sure to check out that episode. Chase, he shared some great information about this tournament and a whole lot more.
Yeah, some great details in that episode, just talking about how it evolved from, you know, it being such a small thing to it becoming so big. And they raised $207,000 last year. That is mind-blowing.
Yeah. Their goal this year is, I think it's $350,000.
I think you're right.
Go to mainstrongfoundation.org for all the info on that.
On Saturday morning at 10 a.m., the Great Falls Model Railroad Club Train Show is happening at the Cora Shrine Center. They are located at 11 Sabata Street in Lewiston. For more information on that, go to greatfallsmodelrrclub.org.
At 11 a.m. on Saturday, Genealogy Hour with the Androscoggin Historical Society. You can talk with experts in the field of genealogy. AHS is located at 93 Lisbon Street in Lewiston. And for more information, you can call 784-0586.
That's always interested me. I just never had the time to really dig in.
My father is right into genealogy. Yep. He has binders full of just family history.
I need someone in my family to do that so I can just be like, hey.
Then you find
out. Is there anybody cool in my family?
You're related to someone famous or super rich, right?
Yeah, well. 11 a.m. Saturday and Sunday is the 3rd annual Farmers Market Auburn. Mainly Handmade is hosting the 3rd annual Fall Makers Market at the Auburn Mall. Check out the small businesses thriving in our local mall and support your local crafters and artisans. The Auburn Mall is located at 550 Center Street.
This is unique and fun. At 5 p.m. on Saturday, Pins and Potions at Just in Time Recreation. It's Harry Potter Night at Just in Time. You can experience a magical evening of bowling with special potion-themed drinks, an exciting Horcrux hunt, and plenty of wizardry photo ops with magical props. Dress up in your Hogwarts best and get ready for a night of fun and excitement. Whether you're Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin, this is one event you won't want to miss.
You said those like you're a fan.
Now, this is well documented. I've never seen a Harry Potter movie, never read a book.
Mark.
However, my wife, my kids were raised on Harry Potter.
Yes.
So that was spoken around my house for many, many years. So I've come to be familiar with the pronunciations. I have no idea what they mean.
I love it. I love Harry Potter. I would totally do this.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great time.
It does. And I love the special theme nights, too, at Just in Time. It's a great venue. 24 Mollison Way in Lewiston. And for more info, you can find them on Facebook or you can go online to justintimebowl.com.
Also, 5 p.m. on Saturday, an Angel's Wing charity ball is happening. Their charity ball is dedicated to supporting those affected by addiction. An Angel's Wing focuses on hope and healing for those in our state and community. This is located at the Hilton Garden in Auburn Riverwatch, right across the parking lot from
That's
us,
right.
14 Great Falls Plaza in Auburn. If you'd like more information, visit anangelswing.org.
At 7 p.m. on Saturday, it's Dracula's Parlor Hour. Count Dracula invites you to the historic Foss Mansion to enjoy an evening of light refreshments, elegant music, and refined company. Well, that leaves me out. Dracula's Parlor Hour, a promotional event for the Monmouth Community Players production of Dracula, will take place at the historic Foss Mansion. Formal wear is required and creativity is encouraged. This event is open to all ages, but is more geared towards adults. If you have any questions, you can contact the Monmouth Community Players at monmouthcommunityplayersmaine@gmail.com. And the Foss Mansion is located at 19 Elm Street in Auburn.
I just want to go and be a fly on the wall.
Let's see what that's all about.
Yeah. 7 p.m. Saturday, Crystal Vision at the Franco Center. Oh, Fleetwood Mac tribute band. Very cool. Crystal Vision's claim to fame is the resemblance of the three primary vocals to the originals. That's impressive.
Yeah.
The Franco Center is located at 46 Cedar Street in Lewiston. For more information on that, visit francocenter.org.
7:30 on Saturday, Jim McHugh, stand-up comedy at Great Falls Comedy Club. Jim is, he's one of the founders of the Boston Comedy Festival.
Oh.
He's hilarious. He performs throughout the country and does a lot of cruise ships as well.
Fun.
Yeah.
So he's good.
Jim makes his living making people laugh, so you don't want to miss this show. Again, that's at 34 Court Street in Auburn, inside Craft Brew Underground, and get your tickets at greatfallscomedyclub.com.
The Exchange Club of Auburn extends a formal invitation to all veterans for a complimentary luncheon at the Green Ladle in recognition of your steadfast dedication and commitment to our nation. The event is Friday, November 8th at the Green Ladle on the campus of Lewiston High School. For more information, call John Reed at 777-3579.
On Sunday, bright and early, 8 a.m., Books and Brews pop up with the Band Bookstore. Stop by Blue Jay Coffee for a delicious beverage. Their coffee is really good.
And you are very particular about your coffee, so that's high praise.
Yes, I'm very particular about my coffee, and she always nails it. I think last time I was there, I had a maple and sea salt latte, which I don't typically get flavored. I'm like, just give me the... I like coffee.
Yeah.
I don't want all the frills, but it was really good. It wasn't really sweet. She nailed it. Blue Jay Coffee is at 189 Main Street in Lewiston. For more information, search Blue Jay Coffee on Facebook.
At 11 a.m. on Sunday, it's a sewing workshop where you can make a fabric pumpkin. You can join Melanie in the sewing room to make a fun and easy craft for the fall. It's a great one for beginners, and it's appropriate for adults and kids ages 8 and up, and that's happening at Wicked Illustrations, 140 Canal Street in Lewiston. And for more info, you can go to wickedillustrations.com.
5:30 on Sunday, dinner with the doctor. Come spend an evening with a doctor and learn the secrets of overcoming some of society's greatest health challenges. This month's presenter is Dr. Marvin Randall. He'll cover diabetes from surviving to thriving. That will be located at Lewiston Armory, 65 Central Ave in Lewiston. Tickets are available via Eventbrite.
In sports this weekend, our home teams have some home games. Tonight at 6:45, Central Maine Community College men's hockey will take on Colorado School of Mines.
Saturday, 2 p.m., Central Maine Community College baseball versus Quincy College. It's a doubleheader at noon and at 2 p.m.
At 9 a.m. tomorrow, Bates College Tennis is hosting the Wallach Invitational, and that's going to be Saturday and Sunday with start times at 9 a.m.
At noon on Saturday, we have Bates Field Hockey versus Tufts University.
Yeah, Bates is hosting Tufts in all kinds of sports this weekend. Tomorrow, as Pam mentioned, at noon, there's field hockey. Also happening at noon, women's soccer is taking on the Jumbos at their new turf field on Russell Street in Lewiston.
Cool.
Yeah.
At 3 p.m., they have Bates men's soccer versus Tufts as well.
And at 6 p.m., you can go across the street to Garcelon Field on Central Avenue and check out the Bates football team hosting Tufts University under the lights.
You can just hang out at the Bates campus all day long.
Yeah. You can just walk from venue to venue, taking in all kinds of great sports.
I'm sure a lot of Bates students will be doing that tomorrow.
That's right.
At 7 p.m., we have the NA3 Nordiques versus Norwich Sea Captains at the Colisée, which is located at 190 Birch Street in Lewiston, and it's only $5. That's not bad. That's a cheap night.
Super reasonable, and it's good hockey, too.
I was going to say, and it's entertainment. They play some good hockey.
Yep. A lot of local kids. Yeah. A lot of local kids on that team, too. High school sports this weekend. Today, boys and girls cross country. It's a Mountain Valley Conference meet with Booth Bay, Wiscasset, Forest Hills, Lisbon, Marinacook, Monmouth Academy, Oak Hill, Richmond, and Winthrop. That's at 4:15 at Lisbon High School. Field hockey today at 3:30. St. Dom's will host Lisbon. And football tonight under the lights, 7 p.m. start for Lewiston hosting Noble and Edward Little hosting Wyndham. Tomorrow, field hockey, Lewiston will host Camden Hills at 11 a.m. And in boys soccer at 10 a.m., Poland hosts Oak Hill. And at noon, St. Dom's will host Cape Elizabeth. Plenty of stuff to do this weekend.
There is. I hope to see some of you guys out there.
Get out there and enjoy some good weather and some good times in the Twin Cities. And if you go to lydiamediallc.com, you can submit your event. So if you're hosting an event, you know about a fun event that's coming up, you can submit it through the website. It's really simple.
Sounds good. I love it.
All right. Take care. Go out there and have some fun, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday because Monday's a holiday.
Nice long weekend.
This information is sourced from published and submitted events. Times, dates, schedules, and venues may change. Please check with the venue or event organizers prior to making plans.